Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright has written a memoir entitled Madam Secretary. Albright directed U.S. foreign policy from 1997 until the Clinton administration left office. She was born in Czechoslovakia and went on to become the leading advocate of American military involvement in Kosovo. That war led to the ouster of Serbian leader Slobodan Milosevic. Madeleine Albright spoke with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
Albright's book covers Kosovo, as well as U.S. diplomatic efforts in North Korea and the Clinton administration's retaliation against al-Qaeda attacks in Kenya and Tanzania. The first woman to serve as Secretary of State writes very personally about her work in international relations, including a problem with her attire.
I was very busy talking to the German foreign minister at this fabulous event that was being put on in Paris, and I looked down at myself, and I've got salad dressing all over this gorgeous lavender suit. And I thought, see, all these men in their dark suits, they don't have this problem. And then I got this idea that if I flipped my skirt around, that would work. And that made me realize that a man couldn't do that.
So that leads to the question, then, what's it like to be a woman in this male-dominated field of foreign relations?
I think it has some downs, but mostly it has ups. It gave me the ability to use whatever feminine charms or whatever I might have. At the same time, when I needed to be tough, I could be very tough.
Are there times when foreign leaders would treat you with some, well, lesser degree of respect than they might your male counterparts?
That, I think, was the original concern. But it turned out that that simply wasn't true. What is true is I actually had more problems with the men in my own government, and not because they were not nice, but because they had known me for so long in various roles of being a friend of their wife's or Senate staffer for Senator Muskie, or the fact all of a sudden that I became the number one person in foreign policy, I think surprised some of them. So they were the ones I had a little bit more trouble with in terms of respect.
Madam Secretary, for people who read this book, are there revelations about foreign policy that they may not have been aware of before?
Well, I think that there are a lot of details about things that people might have had a general impression of. For instance, I am the highest level official to have gone to North Korea and met with Kim Jong-il. And what has not been known before is that we, in fact, had invited Kim Jong-il to the United States, and he turned it down. And then I write much more about all the diplomacy involved in the Kosovo War. It isn't as if it's some brand new event, but it does point up all the intricacies of and the background to a lot of diplomatic events that people lived through at the end of the century.
The U.S. intervention in Kosovo certainly was one of the high points of your tenure as Secretary of State. Could you read us an excerpt from your book dealing with that subject?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Although there was still diplomatic work to do, I felt I could breathe normally for the first time in months. Despite all the doubters, the alliance had held together, and through the creative mixing of diplomacy and force, we had won. It was a heady moment. Walking down the streets in Cologne, I received a round of applause. During the G8 meeting, Foreign Minister Fischer had said, "Well, if it was Madeleine's war, it is now Madeleine's victory." I replied that it was NATO's victory, but I did wonder how those who had named it my war, as a pejorative, felt now. At the G8 dinner, which was held in, of all places, a chocolate museum, I was the subject of chivalrous and wonderfully exaggerated toasts. After dinner, President Clinton called, and his opening line was, "So you're a happy girl." He was certainly a happy boy.
Thank you very much. Now, what do you think are the lessons of Kosovo?
I think one is that you cannot stand by for a long time watching terrible things happen. We also learned that as powerful as the United States is, we can't do things alone. We did not go to the United Nations, as has been pointed out by some around the Iraq story, but we did have the consensus of the 19 NATO countries to go into Kosovo. The other lesson that is clear to me is that these things don't happen overnight. You can't have a democratically elected government from top to bottom instantly, that you need to have strong local police, that you have to work on education, on infrastructure. All that is present in the Kosovo example.
You and others in the Clinton administration have said with some certainty that Saddam Hussein definitely had a weapons program. How do you feel now that none has been found?
I had every reason to believe that in 1998, when the inspectors were thrown out, that in fact all the weapons of mass destruction had not been accounted for, so the assumption was that some of them might exist. I never thought that Saddam Hussein was an imminent threat, which is why I understood the why of the war, but I didn't understand the why now.
Madam Secretary, do you think the Clinton administration and you could have done a better job of seeing the potential terrorist threat that al-Qaeda represented, given that, you know, they'd been behind the first World Trade Center bombing, involved with the embassy bombings in Nairobi and Dar es Salaam?
I had a lot of great days as Secretary of State, but my worst day was the bombing of the embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. And we did, in fact, launch 75 cruise missiles against Osama bin Laden, came very close to getting him, didn't. Now, I think everybody knows, with 8,000 American troops in Afghanistan, they still haven't found him. So we did everything we could. In fact, people thought we'd overreacted when we bombed in Sudan, a pharmaceutical company that we had good information had been, in fact, producing VX. So after much self-examination and examination of the records, I think we consumed all the intelligence we had.
Well, in fact, you know, you're right. At the time of that bombing, people thought it was a wag the dog scenario because of Clinton's trouble with Monica Lewinsky. Did you ever have any doubts about why you were taking that military action?
No, not at all. I must say it was difficult to deal with the wag the dog stuff because we knew it wasn't true. I'm sometimes asked whether Monica affected the way we carried out foreign policy. And I can say with complete honesty that it did not, except for this wag the dog incident, because it made people think we had done too much when I thought that we had done the right thing. Otherwise, I know it didn't affect my work as Secretary of State.
Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. She now teaches at Georgetown University, sits on the board of the New York Stock Exchange, and runs an international consulting business, the Albright Group. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.
You can find an extended version of Juan's interview with Madeleine Albright by going to our website at npr.org.